ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text 55. Gopithaya jagat srishte.
Gopithaya jagat srishte.
Kale shwe shwe chutatmakaha. Kale shwe shwe chutatmakaha. Manovaga vitibhi sammayer. Manovaga vitibhi sammayer. Gunai samra Samranjayan Praja. Gunai Samranjayan Prajaha. Gopithaya Jagat Srishte. Kale Shweshe Chutatmakaha. Manavhaga Vidhi Shammair. Gunai Samranjayan Prajaha. Gopithaya. For the protection of Jagat Rishte. Of the Supreme Creator. Kale. In due course of time. Shwe Shwe Om Achyutatmakaha. Being Krishna conscious. Manaha. Mind. Vak. Words. Vrittibhi. By occupation. Samyai.
Very gentle.
Gunai,
Gunai,
by qualification.
Samranjayan,
pleasing.
Praja,
the citizens. Translation provided by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Since Maharaj Pritha was a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wanted to protect the Lord's creation by pleasing the various citizens according to their various desires. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj used to please them in all respects by his words, mentality, works, and gentle behavior. Please repeat. Since Maharaj Prithu was a perfect devotee,
since Maharaj Prithu was a perfect devotee
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
he wanted to protect the Lord's creation.
He wanted to protect the Lord's creation
by pleasing the various citizens.
By pleasing the various citizens.
According to their various desires.
According to their various desires.
Therefore, Prithu Maharaj.
Therefore, Prithu Maharaj.
Used to please them all.
Used to please them all.
In all respects.
In all respects.
By his words.
By his words.
Mentality.
Mentality.
Works.
Works.
And gentle behavior.
Gentle behavior.
As we'll be explaining this next verse, Prithu Maharaj used to please all kinds of citizens by his extraordinary capacity to understand the mentality of others. Indeed, his dealings were so perfect that every one of the citizens was very much satisfied and lived in complete peace. The word Achyutatmakaha is significant in this verse. Prithu Maharaj used to rule this planet as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew that he was the representative of the Lord and that the Lord's creation must be protected intelligently. Atheists cannot understand the purpose behind the creation. Although this material world is condemned when it is compared to the spiritual world. Therefore, there is still some purpose behind it. Modern scientists and philosophers cannot understand that purpose, nor do they believe in the existence of a creator. They try to establish everything by their so-called scientific research, but they do not center anything around the Supreme Creator. A devotee, however, can understand the purpose of creation, which is to give facilities to the individual living entities who want to lord it over material nature. The ruler of this planet should therefore know that all the inhabitants, especially human beings, have come to this material world for sense enjoyment. It is therefore the duty of the ruler to satisfy them all in their sense enjoyment, as well as to elevate them to Krishna consciousness, so that they all can ultimately return home back to Godhead. With this idea in mind, the king or the government head should rule the world. In this way, everyone will be satisfied. How can this be accomplished? There are many examples like Prithu Maharaj, and the history of his regency on this planet is elaborately described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even in this fallen age, if the rulers, governor and represents presidents and take advantage of Prithu Maharaj's example, there will certainly be a reign of peace and prosperity throughout the world. Okay. Hare Krishna. This is a once again, it's a very wonderful purport given by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna explains also in the Bhagavad Gita that a king or one who is in the position of a leadership, he has the power to lead others by his own example. Isn't it? In Kali Yuga, if people talk so much but less action, vote me, at the end they can't keep the promises. So there are different types of leaders. Leader, Krishna conscious leader, is he who can make others Krishna conscious. That's a proper leader. A real leader, he wants to see that the citizens and the people of the world under him are progressing spiritually. The purpose of our existence in this world is to elevate us to go back to Godhead. That is the purpose here, Prabhupada explains. Purpose of our existence is to come here to go back to Godhead. This is a place where, like this temple here, we're not here to fight each other and like a pub. Here we're glorifying Krishna. Similarly, the devotee's desire is to please Krishna, is to enhance our Krishna consciousness through service. So Prithu Maharaj is an example of a great leader. He's Bhagavan. Krishna comes to this world for a purpose. Purpose behind our existence is to develop love for Krishna, just like a bird in the cage. And people sometimes like to keep a bird in the cage. Maybe we can keep ourselves in the cage, huh? Put in the cage. We're all in cage in this material world. Everyone. So the birds, they're very dumb. They bring them out and then they want to go back in the cage again. I lock them up and cheep, cheep, cheep. They're very happy. So human beings, same. We're doing the same thing. We're stuck here in this material world, but we think, oh, very beautiful here. I love it here. We're enjoying. We're trying to enjoy. There's no enjoyment here in the material world. You go to India, you know, if you have been to India, you've seen, they make sugarcane juice. They have a machine that makes sugarcane juice. And they put the sugarcane through it, and they throw it again and again, till every drop is out. And then they chuck it in the ground. In India, they don't have a garbage bin, they just throw it. And then the cow comes by. That's good, because then the cows can have
So they probably give this example, the cow come and they what a job, trying to get every drop. There's nothing in it. So material world, every one of us in the material world, the living entities, are trying to squeeze the pleasure out of this. There's nothing in it. Every drop. And then we are suffering. We think, very good. I'm enjoying so much. So gods and the representatives, they come here to tell us, get out of here. This is not the place. This is not our home. Our home is proper expansion. Back home, back to Godhead. How many times do you need to say? As soon as we say, I heard that again. I heard it before. Back home, back to Godhead. It's not that easy. It is easy. Just chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Follow the four principles. No meat eating. Next one. No what? I need to hear because I have to remind myself. No gambling. No
intoxication.
No intoxication. That's two.
No sex.
No illicit sex. No. Another one. Gambling we say, right? No meat eating. Intoxication. Four. Sounds like five. So, if Prabhupada said, if you can follow these four principles strictly, and what else is mentioned here? Vak. Vak means words. Talk about Krishna. Kaya manavak, man, mind. Kaya manavak, your mind has to be thinking of Krishna. And the words you talk about, not pratalpa. As soon as you leave the temple, very good class. It is very good now. Now I can eat now and do this. How is it going to be? This, that. It's job, so many things. So we don't need to talk so much. Talk about Krishna. Vak. Vak means words. Sannyasi, they have to master those three things. They have the three danda, the stick. They carry the stick. The three pieces of stick goes like that at the end. I remember in the early days, they like your age, the kids, they dress them up like sannyasi. They come in temple, little sannyasis. It's a good idea because they learn from early age. And just like little girls, they're always painting buildings and windows and flowers. We're already planning for future, your home and where you're going to live. But the kids, the boys, they dress them up like sannyasi. I'm going to be, when I grow up, with this nastika brahmacharya sannyasi. They're training them up from early age. So kaya manabhakya, everything you talk about, you should talk about Krishna. Don't talk nonsense. Prabhupada used to say, don't talk nonsense. The austerity of the brahmanas, they say, the austerity, what's the austerity of a brahmana? Is to not speak. Mana vrata. I love to speak. I said, today I'm not going to speak. After 10 minutes, I'm already speaking. Before you know it. Not speak about nonsense, talk about Krishna. Just read a book. And I know some of the devotees in the early days, they had name cards. Not name cards. They would write slokas. Like big stack of slokas. They write them on cards. Whenever they have spare time in a train or a bus, wherever, they pick out the cards and study. And then translation, like that. And he was the town president. And so anybody had any problems, the grihasthas or anyone, brahmacharis, would go to see him. And he'd just read to you Bhagavatam. Just take out, what's your problem? Look up. Read from the Bhagavatam. After some time, they gave up. They didn't want to see him. They want to hear something else. Well, Bhagavatam actually has the answer. We don't want to know. Everything is there in the Bhagavatam. They say, no, we have to be more practical. What practical do you want? Bhagavatam is the most practical. Everything is there in the Bhagavatam. We want to know more things. Oh, yeah. No, I heard that before. Can you tell something else? Any questions? Because they have some sannyasa, they may have a different thing. They may say something like you've never heard before. Why do we chant Hare Krishna every day? It's the same thing. But we enjoy it because chanting Hare Krishna is full of enjoyment. It's full of bliss. You don't need to squeeze on a sugar cane. and you break your mouth, chant Hare Krishna. It's so blissful. So, vak, the word, when you speak, just blah, 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 talk all day, you just feel tired. And when I talk so much, I feel tired. Like, you're exerting yourself. Prabhupada used to say, this is called Gramya Katha, Prajalpa. You talk about village talk. Village talk in India, you know, the ladies, they go, they're going to work or get water from the tea boil. They're talking. Oh yeah, you know, the family, all this. So many things they talk, they find to talk about. I told you this before, in Mayapur in the early days, there's a lot of snakes in the field. There's not hardly any snakes left because there's all buildings everywhere. You get only the human being snakes. There's all the snakes. And I had to walk from Goshala to the temple. And then we hear frogs. Quack, quack, quack. You heard it before? Sound of the frog? Very annoying. And it's like the throat comes out. And they sing, terrible. And then all of a sudden, you hear this cracking sound. Quack, quack. All of a sudden, quack. You don't hear anymore. Because the snake got it. So you're quacking, Prabhupada gives this example, when you're quacking like a frog, you're inviting a snake. Snake of death. Save your energy. You see, people are always on the phone. One day eyes will know, your eyeballs are gonna come out. And they're stuck on the phone. Yeah. What's the use? And look at it closely. It's all nonsense. So every time you open your eyes, you're exerting your energy. Ah, wow, never seen it before. You go in the city, the same thing. Punaschavitaschavananam. Sense enjoyment in the material world is just same thing over and over. You're chewing the truth over and over. That's all. Nothing new. Like you having a, you know, a chapati here, and then you go to eat chapati in India, then you have a chapati in UK. Everywhere. The same thing. Same enjoyment. It's the same thing. So, chanting Hare Krishna, talking about Krishna, so much more pleasurable. Glorifying Krishna is an endless pleasure. Ocean of mercy. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Dive into the ocean of the nectar of the holy name. I have so many things I have to do. Let me think about it first. Today I got to, you know. At the end of the day, you haven't accomplished anything. I was talking to one devotee yesterday. He was saying, you know, I used to work for this and I made enough money, but I gave it up because I want to be near the devotees. I want to be here. I said, you made the good choice. You have money, you can sleep on the money. Bed of money. Where we have a garland, you can make dollars instead. But you're not happy. We have neck beads. Okay, that's a big one here. Neck beads, that's all. I remember one friend of mine, he went to America, you know, and then next time I saw him, came back, he had gold chains. And rings and stuff. I said, where's the neck piece? And is showing off the opulent. Krishna is the all opulent. The enjoyment of a devotee is chanting Hare Krishna. He takes pleasure in chanting Hare Krishna. He takes pleasure associating with the devotees. So leader is he who, a devotee leader, he who can make others Krishna conscious. He who has the power to make others Krishna conscious. They're like a chambuk. Like a magnet. They can draw the people to Krishna consciousness. That's the power of a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to look at the people from the corner of his eyes, and he turned his eyes all around and look at the people, everybody became devotee. And he turned around and he said, wow, they're all in dhoti and tilak. Just like a magic. We have to be like that. We're struggling to make a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, magic, Prabhupada. I was just looking, and people are sending Prabhupada clips, like Prabhupada movies in Facebook. And it's very nice. And last night I couldn't sleep, so I got up and just opened the phone. And there's all these Prabhupada movies. And different devotees speaking about Prabhupada. And I saw, wow. I feel like, you know, if you cry in the middle of the night, and it's very, very hard to go back to sleep. Because when you cry, you're really deeply sad, or you're emotional, and it goes deep inside you. And how are you going to go to sleep after that? So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't sleep, and I was looking, and I was crying, looking at this video, in the middle of the night. And I couldn't go to sleep. I said, I just go to the temple. And Prabhupada was surrounded by all his disciples. And there's one clip where Prabhupada was leaving his body in Vrindavan. And he was lying down, and he was very emotional, and you know, people were touching his body and massaging gently. And Prabhupada was speaking very softly. And he allowed anyone to touch him before he couldn't go close to him. And people were crying, the devotees were crying, and they were saying, you know, how, you know, when you saw Prabhupada, he was full of, and then he was lying there like that. And so was, and I was crying too, like in the middle of the night, like looking at that. So even at the time of death, Prabhupada was speaking about Krishna. He was there filming him. They have movies of Prabhupada. His last words, he was talking about Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know. Last word we talk, I hate that person, you know. We come back again to take revenge. This spiritual master, they are coming again to take his disciples to back to Godhead. We don't want our Guru Maharaj to come back again for you. We become qualified to serve our spiritual master so well that your spiritual master is so pleased with you. Krishna is pleased by pleasing your Vaishnavas. Krishna is pleased by pleasing your Guru. When Guru is pleased, the Krishna is pleased. Oh, hey Bhagavan, oh Krishna, where is Krishna? Krishna is there, right there, inside of us. But we are looking somewhere else. 5,000 years ago, Krishna was there. And he's here today. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. He's there in his name. He appeared in his name. You can feel him by chanting Hare Krishna. Sometimes I'm doing the kirtan here at the end, they say, you know, where do you get your energy from? People ask me that. I said, I get energy from the same person you get your energy from. That's what Philadelphia said. Every time we move our hand and eat prasadam, we're chewing on the food. That's Krishna's mercy. Our body is functioning. He can just take it away, oh, and he would. You become paralyzed. It happens to a lot of people. So, the wealth of a devotee is sense control. I'm not going to talk today. Only talk about Krishna. Be strong. That's the real strength. From today. This is vows. We take the vows. No meat eating. No gambling. No illicit sex. No intoxication. 16 rounds a day. Very strict. You have to be strict. I was reading, so this small boy is wearing the sannyasi dress. And Prabhupada was talking to hundreds of people in his room. And then the door opened. Yeah. Not like that, like squeaking sound. And then the small boy in the sannyasi dress, he walked in. Prabhupada, ah! Sannyasi, come in. And there was no space for anyone, even if you're small. But Prabhupada demands that he comes close to him. So they all gave away, and he came, he was sitting next to Prabhupada, Danda, like this, small boy. And then that boy was, his father was sitting next to Prabhupada, like one of his personal associates. And he was really happy that Prabhupada liked his son and he addressed him like a sannyasi. And then next day, Prabhupada went for a morning walk on his way back. And he saw the small sannyasi was fighting with another sannyasi. two kids were dressed up. They were really fighting and they were hitting each other with the danda and stuff. And Prabhupada looked very displeased. And so he told, and that guy, who is his son, was next to Prabhupada. And he looked so unhappy because he displeased Prabhupada. And so then Prabhupada told them, immediately, take that dress off, sannyasi dress, and go to home or school or somewhere. Prabhupada said, serious sannyasi is a serious thing. Shouldn't be mucking around. He said that. That's why if I take sannyasi, I'll be whacking you with it during the class. That's a stick. In early days, in Mayapur, they used to give the Bhagavatam class. Some of the people, they didn't play the midanga. They had the gong. The gong? We had to play the gong. They played the gong a lot in the early days. And whoever gave the class, they played the gong. So if you fall asleep, they throw the stick on him, the gong stick. That was a good idea. You shouldn't sleep in the class. I was the one always sleeping. But I couldn't control it because I never got enough sleep at night. Wake up too early. And so I saw another sannyasi, you know, he didn't have a danda. He had a big water sports, you know. He carried it under his chadar. And someone sleeping, squirt water on him. All these things they used to do in the early days. Anyway, so it's a serious, Krishna consciousness is a serious work. And so if you can follow the principles gave to us by the acharyas, by Prabhupada, you can make spiritual advancement. Bang, 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 bang. And you can go back to God in this life just by following these four things. It's easy. So, Bhagavan ka paas kaun jayega? It's too hard to go back to Godhead. It's better to just enjoy, be one of the people in this world. Cool? But where is the enjoyment in this world? They're working like a donkey, gadha, foaming at the mouth. Even devotees, I've seen, they come through the temple exhausted. Only thing you can do is pay obeisances. Boing! Then you can feel so good when you serve Krishna. People are working so hard for sense gratification that gives no result at all. So when you work hard for Krishna, that's our purpose. Our purpose of being here is to serve Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
it means, oh Krishna, please allow me to serve you. Engage me in your service. That's what it means. I said, Hare Krishna, more sincerely, more service will come to you. And you think, oh no, I don't have time to service. But you're asking for service. You ask for it. And the service comes, no. I'm busy now, chanting japa. Do more service for Krishna. I mean, Srila Prabhupada used to give the Bhagavatam class. Some devotees are sleeping. And some devotees, me. I was sleeping. And the sannyasis, they have the danda, they're going, get up! Poking with me. And the other people. And Prabhupada said, stop that. They work so hard, they need to sleep. They let them sleep. Prabhupada allowed the devotees to sleep in his class. That's because we worked hard. But it's not if you didn't work hard and you sleep in Bhagavad class. But everyone should be awake. The idea is that we work so hard. People say, oh, I can't sleep at night. Because you didn't work hard. Then you have to take sleeping pills. Or do yoga. Half the people they do, but they're all sleeping. Oh, yeah, meditation. He said, relax. I had to wake people up, they were snoring. So most people, they're not relaxed. They're working too hard. They're full of stress. They're full of anxiety. You can have full of anxiety and work hard for Krishna. When you have full of anxiety and work hard for Maya, you're getting nowhere. You stay in the material world again. So idea is to work hard for Krishna. At the end, in the night, you sleep. Fall asleep. You read the Bhagavad Gita, you fall asleep. Because you're so tired. But don't fall asleep when you're chanting Hare Krishna. Keep awake. We're chanting japa in the temple. Chanting japa in the association of the devotees is the best way. Because the devotees, they can enthuse us to chant nicely. You see other devotees, oh, they're chanting so nicely. And you feel, you're enthused, you want to chant like them. That's why Sangha, association, it gives us the strength to serve Krishna. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. It's mentioned. So, nay, I will do on my own at home. There was one devotee, he asked Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, I want to go to Radhakund and chant Hare Krishna there. We don't have a temple there. Our temple in Krishna Bala Mandir. Prabhupada said, there's enough monkeys there. We don't need one more. Means you go there, you just see the monkeys everywhere. You just become one of them. So try chanting Hare Krishna alone. It's not easy. So when you can do it together, much more inspiring. I remember in Harinam, just me and Rupa Raghunath, just two people. I was feeling really not comfortable. I wanted like heaps of devotees, and the Mataji's in the front, and garland, and like 100 devotees. That feels good. It just feels like really good. Be part of it. And we're like the minority, and just two of us, and everyone like, oh, yeah, Hare Krishna, that's the Hare Krishna? Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're not, you know, if there's a lot of devotees going out, and everyone looks so happy, dressed so nicely, big nice tilak, such an impression of the Hare Krishna. But you go there, two people, and you don't enjoy it, you don't like it, you just go there because you know that Hare Krishna is supposed to bring you good luck or something, or good for your health. No, it's not like that. If everybody goes together, it's so much more inspiring, so much more good feeling that you're part of it. So Srila Prabhupada, he was a perfect leader. Because when people saw Prabhupada, they just want to be with Prabhupada. If I see you and you go around and you're sleeping, I don't want to be with you. But when you see a person very enthusiastic and very, very, they can make you feel good, enthusiastic spiritually, enlivening, very bright, then you want to be with them. That's the person you want to be with. They're not always down. So Krishna consciousness is a positive result, a positive feeling. The process of Krishna consciousness is that by chanting Hare Krishna, by doing service to Krishna, the result is immediately you feel blissful. Not that you work the whole week and then they give you, at the end of the week, they give you a check. We have to wait the whole week for it. But chanting Hare Krishna, instantly you can be blissful. Instantly you're happy. Krishna consciousness, the process is, everything is instant. Oh no, when I go back, you have to be back to Godhead now. You're already in the spiritual world. It's just that very, very mystical. Just like you can be, if you are in a material consciousness, you are not in the spiritual consciousness. When you are in the spiritual consciousness, you are already in the spiritual world. That's how I believe. It means it's a matter of second. You turn around and you're in the spiritual world. It's not that you get in the airplane and then you check in and it's all this business. And they pick you up. And it takes so much time. Spiritual world means you turn around, you're already there. It's so quick. He says, no, I will go back to Godhead when the time comes. I have to serve Krishna nicely now. You need to be in the spiritual world now by raising your consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to raise our consciousness Krishna through Krishna consciousness, through spiritual activities, devotional service, by chanting Hare Krishna. So, don't try to chew the chew. It's a sugar cane. I remember nowadays when I used to go out Sakitan in Sydney, I just came from India. And in India, you want to eat some fruit, like bananas or apples. And apples in India, they're like, even the cows don't eat it. They're like, And then the banana, they're all like black. You don't see it all nice color. And then I love the grapes. And they're like tiny grapes and they're all soft. And so I came to Sydney, and the devotees, they have grapes for breakfast, big bunches like this. I said, wow, I want to be here. I want to go to India. It's such good grapes. So I just, they have khichdi, puri, halwa, and then grapes and bananas, so many things to eat. And in India, we just have, so khichdi, they just throw it on your plate. You like it, it used to be, not now anymore. Now they're nicer. They have big feasts every day. In our time, they just throw you a big pile of khichdi, doink! And they're just slashing around, I don't want to eat that. They come here, wow, it's such nice prasadam, they serve so nicely, everyone's so friendly. And I said, wow. So I was eating grapes, like, it was taking 1 hour to finish, slowly and softly, enjoying it. So the Tamil president came, he said, you don't waste your time, you need to go on Sankirtan. He said, you can buy the grape juice and drink it, it's very quick. And get back to your service. You're wasting your time. I thought that was a good idea. So, don't become too attached to sense gratification. Don't become attached to even taking pusharam. You're enjoying that. Try to respect it. Don't get in the mood of enjoyment. Oh, both achalaga. I feel so good. You forget Krishna. You're taking a hot shower. So you feel so good. If you take cold shower, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Isn't it? Enjoyment makes you forget Krishna. We voluntarily accept austerity. In India, you want to eat the paneer sabzi. You have to go to the restaurant. Temple, you have to wait for a festival. We have it here every day. I take the paneer out, I eat the potatoes. There's so much paneer every day. So the enjoyment is so much more. We are tired of it. But the enjoyment you get from chanting Hare Krishna, the enjoyment you get from chanting and dancing, is so uplifting, is so spiritually surcharged, and so blissful. That enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment, is the real enjoyment. Before, I don't want to go, I don't want to go to the Harinam, another day it's raining, and it's cold, and I'm not feeling well. Man. But I had a big prasadam lunchtime though. But I don't feel good now, I have too much prasadam in my stomach, I need to just do some exercise. You find thousands of excuses not to go to chant Hare Krishna with the devotees. Thousands, literally. Oh, I'm not feeling well, I have cough. Hardly any cough, just a little bit. They say, if I go and I'm going to give it to others, I better stay in the room myself. It just goes on and on. And he said, I'm chanting Hare Krishna on my own. Because chanting Hare Krishna means serving Krishna and more devotional service. But it's later, now I have to chant myself. We can make so many excuses. I remember in India, I used to make life members. Life member, you go to the Indian home and or businesses to make them a member of Krishna, life member. So they have to pay money. Beginning day was cheaper, now it's maybe more. So they said, no, come back tomorrow. And so I come back, it's a very big struggle for me to come back. In India, traveling in the train, buses, you just never get there anyway. There's just so many cars and so slow, everyone, you're just so tired. So then I went to that guy maybe like 10 times and I didn't even see him, and he said, come back, even the chokidar, he says, oh, you come back. He said, he's not here. You come back tomorrow. And I came back. Everybody was crying. This is what happened. Kya hua? They said, oh, he passed away. He had the opportunity to serve Krishna. I was coming every day. And he died in a horrible way. Jamadutas came. And people who pass away, they pass urine and everything, and they saw Jamaduta. They get, the pets, you know, you're right, and the beds. That's the reason. So we had the golden opportunity right now to chant Hare Krishna and be with the devotees. Go back to Godhead right now. We're waiting. Oh, na, 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 na. Later, later. Just when the time comes. Now I am at the prime age of our life. So it's time to enjoy, enjoyment. Later on, I'm old that time. There's no time to get old. We are going to, time doesn't wait for us. They say in English, make the hay when the sun is shining, right? Make the hay when the sun is shining. So, it's a golden opportunity right now to serve Krishna. The Prabhupada was, he went to America and he brought all these devotees from America to India. So when the Indian people saw, wow, these white people chanting Hare Krishna. What am I doing? This is our culture. This is our business. Are they doing it? What am I doing? And they felt enthusiastic. That was Prabhupada's idea, to enthuse the Indian people. We have too many Indians here. And we had one devotee at the door. He used to say, it's okay, you don't need to come in, because it's already full. He used to tell people not to come in, because we want more people. So maybe because he was thinking he would be missing out on Prasadam himself. So he had to stop people. So we went. Prabhupada said you can make the whole world Krishna conscious in 18 days. 18 days. Not even 3 weeks. 18 days. Everybody said, Jai Prabhupada! 18 days. We're going to have the whole world. Everyone's going to be chanting Hare Krishna. And when you go to the airport, they can say, Hare Bol! You know, and then instead of Qantas, it goes to ISKCON Melbourne airplane. You know, you're going to be, and a pilot is going to be wearing a garland and chanting Japa, and, you know, maybe landing in Mayapur. You know, I was thinking, the devotees are thinking like this. You know, it's going to be like international, Mayapur, airport, near the Ganges. All these things. And Prabhupada said, but you're not ready. You're not ready. So everybody, because if we have the whole world Krishna conscious in 18 days, we're going to be, both a child. We're going to be shooting the breeze. We're going to be enjoying and relax. You know, because no need to preach anymore, because everybody's already preaching. But if we go back to Godhead in the spiritual world, everybody is a devotee. So enjoyment, Krishna consciousness is a real enjoyment. Going out in Harinam is a real enjoyment. Because you're not going to get the demons in the street, in the spiritual world. There's not going to be fun anymore. The fun is here. So much more fun here. Everyone's going, you, Hare Krishna, get a job! You get a job, if you can find one. We are doing the real service to Krishna. Yuga Dharma. Our real job is to serve Krishna, is to go chant Hare Krishna. And which you are doing it. People don't say anymore like that, because they themselves don't have a job. So it's hard to get hard to find a job, because Indian people are not taking a job away. Whatever. So, you know, so much blissful to be Krishna conscious, to be devotee. You're sleeping in your home, and your family,
And you have your, you may have a 5 kid. If you're in India, they have 10 kids, even more. Because, or here, so they just have, and every day you're with the same family. But then, when you come here, it's a different thing. So even the children, they love it here. It's so different here. Every day, you're in your home, your husband, your wife, your children, the same people are nagging you, and you cook for them. You can't wait to get to the temple and take Vishalam and be with the devotee and chant Hare Krishna. You're tired of that. The real family is devotees. Krishna's family. Big family. Like this. Your family is like this. Krishna, this. As we do yoga, spread out the arm. Stretches your arm, your shoulder, your neck. It feels good. Because you have real family, the big family of devotees. And your family at this size. So, be with devotees gives you the real pleasure of life. Here, we can dive into the pleasure of, reservoir pleasure of chanting the holy name. When I'm dancing and singing here, I don't feel tired. Really, to tell you the truth. Some people said, don't tell everybody your secrets. What's the secret? The secret is no secret. The secret is to be open. If everything is so secret, then share with everybody. One acharya was told, in the past, when they gave them Harinam initiation, they used to chant in their ears. Like that. You know, I heard. So the spiritual master tell in a ear. So, don't tell everybody. Who was that? Ramanujaya, right? And so, he said, don't tell anybody. His guru told him. Who's his guru? Jamunacharya? So, he went to the middle of the city, like Flinders Street, and like that, and they have a big pillar. Usually in India, in the olden days, they have a big pillar in the middle of the city. So he climbed up the pillar. Yeah. I remember when I was small, I didn't have any pillar in a village. I used to climb the mango trees, get to the top. I said, hey, Konhei, who's down there? You know, I can see you're on the top of the tree. You can see everybody down there because you're on the top. And so he climbed up this pillar, stamba, they call it stamba, right to the top. And the whole, everybody, oh, hey, it's Bagali Kiya, he's gone crazy, he's up there. And what's he doing? It's not a place where you climb up. And said, I have a message for you. My Guru Maharaj told me not to tell anybody, but I'm telling you. And he got everyone to chant Hare Krishna. Chant after me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And his spiritual master told, he found out. And he said, I told you not to tell, and you're telling everybody. And he says, it's the most highest thing and the most uplifting. Is the Yuga Dharma. Let me share with the people. Well, why is it just for me? So his spiritual master was very happy with him. So if I disobeyed you, but it's benefiting others, I go to hell, I don't mind. Let them go back to Godhead. I go to hell for them. That's a devotee. That's a real devotee. I remember there's a story in the Bhagavatam. There was one king. He was fasting for 1 year. 1 year. I fast half a day and maybe one day. And he fasted 1 year. He tried to fast in Melbourne Temple for half a day. He's going to go crazy. This is Vishalam everywhere, especially if you work in the kitchen. But I work in the kitchen, but I don't have the desire to eat because I'm smelling the food. I'm already full. So, he fasted 1 year and they bought him the plate. If you're fasting 1 year, you'll be eager to eat. I'll already jump on it, you know, like all this, you know, pusharam and steaming hot. And he was just about to eat. And one beggar came. So he gave it away. And he was just about to eat. Another beggar came. He gave it away. So he had not much to eat. If somebody comes, you're fasting all day and I give you an... You're going to, no way, it's mine. You're going to have a big war. And he gave it away. He was so understanding. He didn't care for himself. So that, they said that was what? Shiva and Brahma. Yeah, they were testing him. So, we have to be in the same way. We need to give up our own enjoyment. Paradukha dukhi. For others. A devotee feels pain to see others suffering. Prabhupada used to see. Prabhupada saw the older people in Australia when he came here. He saw the old people there. They throw the ball, you know, that bowling. Very elderly people. And Prabhupada was almost crying. He said, what a waste of time. You know, they could be, this is the prime time of their life. It's where they should go to the holy dham, associate with devotee, come to the temple, chant Hare, and they're just playing the ball. This is such a human form of life, such a rare gift, and they're wasting it. Very unfortunate. So, manushya janma, the human form of life, is the highest form of all human. Because in this human form, we can develop bhakti, love for Krishna. See, work. I was watching one guy who was saying, Indian, he said, you know, I work so hard every day and they haven't raised my salary. Even if they raise your salary, it's still the same. Raise your salary means your Krishna consciousness progress. Like I said before, you can be sleeping on the money. But you're going to, your wheelchair, you can't enjoy that. So, sickness is two types. Sickness is when you forget Krishna, when you don't practice Krishna consciousness. That is sick, according to our concept. You see, you go to the doctor, there's always someone sitting there. Four or five people. I don't know, you gotta wait because there's people in front of you. And you look at them, there's not much happened. They look okay. They're not suffering. There's some sore throat, this, that, they go to see the doctor. And in India, you go to India, they work so hard in the field. They plow in the field, working so hard. They never go to the doctor. They're so strong. And you're all day, you're punching in the computer, ding, 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 looking at the screen all day. Your eyes are almost coming out. Stuck on the screen. And your fingers, and they come to me, can you, I have a problem. They do some yoga and all this. Because they don't work hard. They're sitting all day. Devotional service is work hard. You will not feel sick. Your digestion is working. But you sleep all day and then eat all the wrong food and sit all day. There's no exercise. Sing and dance. That is our exercise. Play the mindanga like you've never seen anyone playing it. So, you know, like so fast that the energy is coming from Krishna. Let people ask you, where you get the energy from? Because we're going to show that the energy is coming from Krishna. We say what we are talking about it. We are doing it. But you're going to be mentaling out all day, maybe you're not. Then you're not ready for going back to Godhead. And there was I'm going to tell a village story from India. Three old ladies, you go to Indian temple, so a lot of old ladies come to the temple. Young people, they go to the cinema. Now they're watching them there before. So the three old ladies come to the temple. Oh, Bhagavan, I want to come to your lotus. I want to go to you. When are you going to take me? Please come. Krishna, like this. They would be rolling on the ground. Three old ladies. And the pujari was thinking, these people are what? Let me check them. Are they really serious? Want to go back to God? And they're saying it. Are they actually serious? So the curtain was closed, and so Krishna was speaking. The pujari testing. Are you ready to go back to Godhead now? I will come and take you. And the pujari was saying from the back of the from behind the curtain. And the three old ladies were looking at each other. So let it know in a few minutes. Let's see. And we'll come back.
They all went out, they never came back again. So, oh yeah, Lord Krishna, I want to serve you. But they're not serious. They're just mucking around. They're just saying it. So Krishna is giving us the process, and we're just going around, 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 and time will come. So many of our devotees have already passed away, Prabhupada disciples, and we're thinking, tastes very good. Our time will come. Time is clicking, or knocking on our back. Time. So every time our life is slipping away. The acharya, they're singing. Jivana talamala. That's the next one. Jivana talamala. The life is tottering like the water on the petal. Kamala jalamala jivana talamala. And I haven't served you, Radha Krishna. I have wasted so much time. Narottam Das Thakur, he's singing this. Radha Krishna Navajiya. And I haven't served you. So the acharyas, the Bengali acharyas, they used to write these songs like a philosophy. So at the same time, it very sounds so nice. But when they're singing it, it means the scriptures. It's a philosophy. Not just the song. So the people, they sang the song. They said, yeah, it's so true. Before, they didn't talk so much. They sing the talking. Bring me the prasadam. Not like that. But in the spiritual world, they're talking in Sanskrit. Sanskrit like a song. Sometimes what you say, every word is a song, every walk is a dance. It's like that in the spiritual world. I see some devotees here, they're always dancing. Didn't see them walk in the temple room. Even if they're doing the puja, they want to dance. Sometimes Gauritai, they're dancing. I mean, they're dancing, but you know, the pujaris, they go in there to, the shoes are they're misplaced. They're there somewhere else. They're dancing. Pujaris can tell you many things. He's very observant. If you're observant, you will feel. If you're just not observant of Krishna consciousness, everything is just slipping by. You're not feeling it. You have to feel the process. Is there's working. Like any of you, if I press your skin, you'll feel, oh. And in Chinese, they go, oh, hotama, hotama. Means you feel pain. I squeeze them, oh, hotama. And if I pinch, you don't feel anything. Means you're dead. We have to feel Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't be like dead. Experience love of Krishna, blissfulness. In so many years you're chanting, I didn't feel anything. This is another day. Everything is the same. No, you have to feel, experience Krishna consciousness, the nectar of the holy name. Every day, every moment is blissful. We walk around, now this, be very enthusiastic. This is like, we're going to get this the opportunity we have right now is only this opportunity we're not going to get again. This golden opportunity. Right now we are so fortunate to be in a situation of the devotees, so fortunate to be in this Hare Krishna movement. Okay, Hare Krishna. I can talk a lot. Any questions? Questions, please. I don't have the long stick. Sorry. Yes.
Thank you for wonderful class.
Yeah, I have to hear it loud.
I'm just saying thank you for this class. And also, you said we have to be open-minded and don't keep secrets, but Prabhupada himself, he kept secrets when they asked him about the future of his home, and he said, you're not ready at all. If I tell you, you'll be spoiled. So sometimes he wouldn't tell secrets.
Yeah, of course. You don't tell everybody everything. But what is necessary that people should know, that should be told. It's the most important thing, that like something is really secret doesn't mean it is secret, but to you it is secret. So you keep that. But some secret, it's meant for everyone to know. That secret is a real secret, because that secret is going to uplift us. But some secret may be not secret, but to them a secret. They have, so it's private. So you keep it. But Prabhupada told us all the important things that we need to know. But of course, he kept the key to himself for the safe. And that kind of thing. So, but the most important thing he shared with everybody, which is sadhu, everybody, oh, you know, how to be Krishna conscious and bless everyone. And he gave that. And his secret is how did he make everybody so Krishna conscious? I mean, Prabhupada was walking on the beach in Bombay, and there were all kinds of people on the beach. And there's some people that are making the coins come from this year to the other year and make the coin come out of Prabhupada's pocket. He didn't have any money in his pocket, but he made the coin come out of his pocket, 1 rupee coin. And he was thinking he's going to impress Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you can only make the coins come from here to the other year in the pocket, but I can make all these people Krishna conscious. Yeah. Can you do that? In these Western people, they're so hard to give up meat-eating, intoxicating, gambling, sex, all those things. And they give it up. I made them do that. You can go to even Lord Shiva and Ganesh. Om Swami Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Give me money, give me house. And he will give you those things. And a house by the sea, and I'll give you 2 rupees. And he will give. That's why people go. But even demigods, they cannot give you liberation. They cannot give you bhakti. They can give you good health and money and all these things. But that's only more entangling to stay here. We don't stay here. We want to go back to Godhead. So I'm very comfortable here. I love it here. But who wants to stay here? So you can have your material facility. You can come back here in 32,000 years from now, or not just 50,000 years from now. This is just going to get worse and worse. The world is getting worse. So we're going to go back to God as quickly as possible. Any more questions? One more, two more.
So, going back to Godhead means after death only, right? Or before also?
Going back to, as I explained, going back to Godhead means you can be in back to Godhead. Yeah. Back to Godhead, what does that mean? You are not there, you need to go there. Back. You're already there, or you came here, you're going back. You have a return ticket, perhaps. It means we need to be in it to get there already. If you're not in it, it's a very mystical. So lifting our consciousness. So right now we have the material body, this body, like this microphone. You can sing in this microphone cinema songs, love songs. So we're singing about Krishna. So this microphone and everything in this temple room is spiritual. So your body, you can also, same thing, your body is a vehicle to make the body spiritual, like a holy, spiritual, sacred. So you can make your body take drugs and everything and associate bad people, so your body becomes unholy. So the idea of spiritualness, people think, oh, I'm spiritual, what are you talking about? I'm also spiritual. I remember I had a yoga a student in China. He knew I'm vegetarian, and he said, you know, you're religion, I'm also religious. I said, you're not. Here's my best student. He gave me a lot of money. Sometimes people give you money, you're very nice to them. I didn't care. I said, don't make me think that you give me money means I have to fall to you and you're religious. I said, you're not. His best food was this fish, you know, that shield, you know, that him and his wife, you know.
I said, you're not religious, you're eating fish and drinking and everything. Religious people, they don't even hurt an ant. And you're killing. And you think you're religious. Religious is the first quality of religion. Religious person is that they're very compassionate. They don't even hurt an ant. So I told him off. He said, you're right, you're right. So if you tell the truth, they will believe it. So spiritual means, spiritual world, back to Godhead means, you have to be in it right now. You have a problem with the devotees. I'm Jani Hare Krishna, but I don't like that devotee. That's not going to be on in the spiritual world, because Krishna is God. You have a problem with that, you're not going to be there. But you said, no, I want to be God. Hey, why you have so many gopis? I only have one wife. If you say like that, you're going to be here. So the problem is because of that we are here. We are envious of Krishna. So it's not that you need to go back to Godhead. Back to God is right here. This Prabhupada said, Nalpan temple is Vaikuntha. Where did he say that? It is. So when you're in this temple room, you are transported in the spiritual world. It's a matter of second. Death means what? Death, we're dying every day. One time your child's body, where is it now? So it's gone. You're a different body. So time, body changing, but we don't change. The soul is spiritual. I'm holding this glass. I'm holding this watch. I'm putting it on. I'm holding it. It's not the watch is holding me. I'm holding the watch. So, where is that energy coming from? So the dead means they don't have any consciousness. It's not moving. So what is that thing that was making you move? That thing that made you move is the soul. So we are the soul, not the body. But we say, I love this body. I'm the hair, I'm this, I'm that. We identify. But actually we are not the body. Because we identify with our body, our consciousness is material. Otherwise we are in the spiritual consciousness. We are always in the spiritual world. So death means just leaving the body. Just a matter of second. Hare Krishna. Gone. Soul's gone. Those people open their mouth. They've left. You see? So we need to qualify ourselves. Be spiritually conscious. Don't wait for become more spiritual by being Krishna conscious. Any other? This long weekend. We don't have Pusharam on the long weekend. Oh, we do. We just chant and dance all day. Yeah, because everything is so relative. It's very relative. What you think, you become that. If you say, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, instead of chanting japa, Hare Krishna, you know, I hate you. So you become the problem. Because you're contemplating on the problem. You become the problem. I remember I used to say, oh, this devotee, and the other. Then later on it happened to me, the same thing I used to talk about others. So my God, it's happened to me. So similarly, if you chant Hare Krishna, if you spiritually surcharge yourself spiritually, it's not that you become Bhagavan. You become very godly. Krishna is with you. You think of Krishna, Krishna is with you. He's in your mind. I'm sure all of our mind is something is there. Something mingling going on in our mind. Man mein kuch bhi hai, kuch bhi hai. Right? There's always something going on in our mind. But why not put Krishna there instead? That's the difficulty. You think of so many things, hundreds of things. Even when you're sitting here, you think of something that you did years ago. Suddenly, push comes in. So Krishna consciousness means somehow putting Krishna in the consciousness, in the mind. Mana Krishna. Think of Krishna. That is Kaya Mana Vakya. The words you talk about Krishna, mind you think of Krishna. Man Mana Bhava Man Bhakta. Pay obeisance to me, Krishna says. Chant my glories, chant my name. I didn't say you chant my name. Prabhava, Prabhava, Prabhava. I chant your name. Because we are not God. God only can say, you chant my name, because He's God. He has the power to purify us. He has the power to make us happy. That's why He said, chant His name. Why we didn't say? Because we're not God. We're His servant. by chanting his name, just the sound of the name, it rubs onto us. Like if you touch a gulab jamun, the juice goes all over you. And you say, oh, what does it taste like? And just lick it. You'll find out. It's stuck on your finger. So, when you associate with devotees, they are rubbing onto us their blessing. You don't need to jump on their feet. It comes to you automatically. It's a very subtle, blissfulness of chanting. Another questions? One more, we'll finish it. Sometimes they're late to bring the prasadam up. Because they're so heavy, the bucket, they have to stop on the way, rest their arm, because it's such a long way.
And how do we know that we are going spiritually late? Because...
How do you know?
How do we know?
When you take food, you're hungry before, how do you know you're full or not? You know you're full. So, you're belching. Oh, both kaya, I had too much. You know it. Before you're not, nothing in there, empty, you're very hungry, bukaya. Then you eat, right? Then you know. Prabhupada gave this example, simple. So, we know ourselves how we are Krishna conscious or not. We know, everybody knows. You're going down the road and, what a chat. I like this, I like that. And Krishna, just beautiful, yes, but they're also beautiful. So we are judging. We're not appreciating Krishna consciousness with that as much as we should be, according to scriptures. We're not diving into the nectar. We still have our agendas. We still keep lingering in the material world. We're not fully taking it. So we know that. Everybody knows how surrendered we are, how many percent. Just like you're counting the money at the end of the day. Calculating. And profit. Everything is calculated. We know it. So spiritually also we know how pure you are, how sincere you are. Krishna is sitting in your heart. He'll tell you. We all know. But sometimes... Yes, Maharaj.
You are the example that the 5 days of Krishna is coming in the temple.
Yeah, yeah.
Become advanced, you realize that Krishna is everywhere. So we engage now in advancing how we are understanding that everything I do actually is my relationship with Krishna.
Yeah.
And Krishna is relating with me with everything I do. So it's not just like when we first join Krishna consciousness, we think that the only way we can become glorified, and that's true.
Yeah.
Is to come here and to chant here and associate with the devotees and do our service here. And the only stuff I do is to make garments, dress these, everything at the temple, in the temple, for the temple. Right? And it's not that that ever stops. You can continue to do that for your whole life. Right? But once you become more, once this process becomes more part of you, then it becomes like your life, and everything you do, you see Krishna is that this relationship is there. So even in your job, you know, some people make the distinction, well, if I'm in my job, I'm not relating with Krishna, you know, so where's Krishna in this? But if you actually understand that everything you do is a relationship with Krishna, then even the job will become your service to Krishna.
So another thing is, it's like Krishna gives the example of a lotus leaf. And a lotus leaf has a unique character, unique quality of a lotus leaf. That unique, when you put water on a leaf, a lotus leaf, it just slides off. It doesn't stay unstable. So, but it's in a water. The leaves are in water, but it's not touched by water. So, you maybe have a job of working here and there. Underneath, we have to be Krishna conscious. So you're doing this as a job, but your real job is to remember Krishna. You're thinking, I want to go to the temple when I finish this job, I'm going to get out of here quickly, run for the temple. So you're always thinking Krishna in that way. And at the same time, you're physically showing that you're working, you're getting things done. But underneath, your real job, you have love for Krishna. You know, you're hankering, you're eager to go to the temple, associate with devotees. Even if there's no temple here, it's in your heart. You're thinking of Krishna. Krishna's there in the heart.
Sri Ram Sarvabhautam Nam. You said, I'm sitting in everyone's heart. Most of the time we're not going to be in the temple every day. We're going to be out here and there. So that's the time we're going to have to think of Krishna. It's easy to be Krishna conscious if we want it. We don't want, we can find thousands of ways to be not Krishna conscious. If, like everybody thinks, they have a thousand ways to make money and work and live in this world. They're going through the hardship. So, in the same way, they can, if they want, they can be Krishna conscious.
Yes, ma'am. That often helps me. It's,
when we talk. Pass the mic because those who are online, they don't.
It's okay.
No, they can't hear. So, you can speak in the mic. Those who are listening online.
Because you also need to go in here, right? Maybe you can come in the front and.
Not my style.
Sorry.
The other thing I'd also say is, when we read the scriptures and we read the spiritual world, the material world, and then the way as a conditioned soul, the way we perceive that is the spiritual world's there and the material world's here, so we separate the two. But sometimes what I do is, when I read the word spiritual world, I change that with spiritual consciousness.
Mm.
So when we're in the spiritual consciousness, then this happens. And when we're in the spiritual consciousness, then that happens. So to me, what that has done is it has integrated the understanding of Krishna consciousness with my experience. Rather than separating spiritual worlds, something that happens after I die and it's a long way away. Whereas spiritual consciousness is something that I can do now and I can perceive it now. So that, personally, that's helped me a lot.
Yeah. So, actually, it's the same thing, but this, the how we explain it for people's understanding. So we want to make people understand, then we have to clarify it through example stories, or so spiritual world is a world, your consciousness can be a world of consciousness, a world of consciousness. So you're inner or out, but you're still in the world somewhere. The world is a world. So suppose you're living in somewhere, you got to live somewhere. So you're in a consciousness of world. So your consciousness becomes a world. So spiritual consciousness is spiritual world. So that's just explaining that, that's to make people understand clearly. So you need to be in the spiritual consciousness to be creating the spiritual world in your spiritual consciousness, a vast Krishna consciousness in your consciousness. Actually, the consciousness is the world because we create in our mind all these imaginations. So it starts here and then we create the reality. So if it all starts here, so actually it is true. The consciousness is very important. And that's why Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness. So it's nothing about Krishna in the consciousness, then we're going to get something else, other results. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanand.